Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Checkout. It's a podcast. Get on your podcast platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Archived on our homepage, always, on checkoutjazz.org. Produced at WBGO 88.3 FM in Newark. But here, recording from my closet, I'm Simon Rettner. Well, I hope this is greeting everyone again in a safe and healthy place. The coronavirus has affected so many of our lives, especially as it pertains to musicians and artists. For the singer and composer arranger Tana Alexa, she had it all mapped out. Her new album, Ona, which just released last Friday, was supposed to launch her solo career to new heights. But then the COVID-19 came crashing down, putting her nationwide tour on hold, along with countless other gigs from around the world. But out of that chaos came an opportunity, actually, to co-produce live from our living rooms, maybe the world's first fully live-stream jazz festival. And so initially we were just going to do a podcast talking about her new album, but things change. And so the first part of the show, we're going to be getting into the details of this Live from Our Living Rooms festival, which will feature performances beginning today at 11:30 Eastern Time with Becca Stevens performing a children's show, followed by Dave Liebman at 3 p.m., Julian Lage with Margaret Glaspie at 7 p.m., and Christian McBride and Melissa Walker at 8 p.m. It's actually a week-long festival. We're going to bring you more information all about that in just a moment. But really, the bulk of this show is dedicated to Tana Alexa, Ona. The album pays homage to some of the fierce women who have guided her journey, and some men too. Actually, with this song that you're hearing right now, one of the only covers she takes on, Everyone Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears. Stay with us. Tana Alexa joins us next. Isn't it nice to already be born with a superwoman stage name? Well, luckily for Tana Alexa, she has a spectacular voice too, and she's here to briefly save us from all of this quarantine misery. Hey, Tana. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Simon. So glad to be here and so glad to be talking from one quarantine to another.
Bunkered in Queens, New York City at the moment. We'll try to keep people's mind off of that situation. Yeah. However, you do have a festival, the first online music festival maybe in the history of humanity, that you are spearheading.
Myself and vocalist Sarin Tip and saxophonist Owen Broder.
It's called Live From Our Living Rooms, and it has that URL, livefromourlivingrooms.com. From April 1st to April 7th, you'll be able to watch a total of 28 performances in those 7 days.
Yeah.
Two evening performances, one masterclass, and even one children's show. The full artist lineup, which includes Chick Corea and Bill Frisell, yourself and your husband, Antonio Sanchez, Joe Lovano and Judy Slovano, so many others. You can go to that website right now, again, livefromourlivingrooms.com, to see what's coming. This all comes not only for your entertainment, but it really is a life raft for musicians that live in probably one of the most expensive places on earth, New York City.
The festival's purpose is really to bring attention to the fundraiser that we've set up on GoFundMe to raise tax-deductible donations through our nonprofit partner, Music Talks, to give $500 grants to New York City musicians who are struggling in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. So we have a grant application that will be available on our website, livefromourlivingrooms.com. And the deadline for the grant application submission is April 8th, the day after the festival is finished. And the first round of grants will be paid out by April 22nd. We have an incredible panel, experienced grant givers on the New York performance art scene. They will be reviewing the applications and deciding on the first round of grant applicants who will be approved. And if we end up raising money after April 15th, we will open it up for a second round of grant applications. And it looks like we may actually end up opening it up to a second round of the festival as well, because we've been getting so many inquiries from friends and musicians who want to donate their time to help us bring attention to this cause and to share music and to share the exchange of creative expression.
I understand that you already have gotten enough money to give grants to 20 musicians so far, around that number.
Yeah, right now we've raised, between our GoFundMe and institutional donations, we've raised just over $9,000. So we can already help a huge number of musicians, which is really incredible.
Live from our Living Rooms Festival, live from our livingrooms.com, April 1st through the 7th. You didn't expect to you'd be creating all this other news for this festival that you're working on.
Oh, not at all. I mean, we didn't even think, we had no idea when Serintip and Owen Broder and I started this, we had no idea that it was going to blow up into this actual thing. I mean, we were really just thinking of a way to share creatively and raise money.
And again, go to livefromourlivingrooms.com to see the full lineup of activity and hopefully more to come. But Tana Alexa,
yes.
Is this hard for you that you're upstaging your own press release right now?
I don't really see it as upstaging the publicity for the album. I just think of it as adding to my list of lifelong dreams to be an artist who is all about social justice and activism and helping the community.
Right on. Well, let's listen to the first track, Ona, where you explore your roots as a Illyrian. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Illyrian. It sounds like some sci-fi, like,
yeah,
god.
just to clarify, so Illyrians were kind of like the, let's say, like when you have the Trojans and the Romans and the, you know, you had the Illyrians. The Illyrians were the Balkans. So, you know, Croatia and the whole surrounding region, we are the Illyrians. And Tana, actually, T-H-A-N-A, my parents decided to name me that because Tana is the Illyrian goddess of spring.
Which is why you decided to release your album around the first day of spring, too, I imagine.
There you go.
Bye. necessidade.
Mother, she gave me life. Grandma taught me to survive. Wisdom, strength, and sacrifice.
Ona with a full-fledged Balkan choir. Now, you went to Croatia back. You were born and raised in New York, grew up in this area.
Yeah, and I lived in the States until I was about 12 years old, and then my parents decided that they wanted to bring our family back to Croatia and just get introduced to our roots in a way that would be deeper than just going every year for vacation. You know, it was supposed to kind of be a 2-year family adventure that turned into 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and my parents never left. My brother and I came back to the States to go to college. And then I, you know, got married to Antonio, stayed in New York, but my parents, they still live in Croatia.
Now, this is when your mother officially retired, because I understand she was a successful investor on Wall Street. She basically could hang it up.
Well, she was, yeah, in her time, she was an investment banker for 18 years. She worked for what they called Manny Hanny, Manufacturers Hanover Trust, which is now Chase Manhattan Bank. And she and her time was the highest ranking woman investment banker in the United States. Of course, that's only something that is celebrated by her because not, you know, it's not like written anywhere. but she was in charge of ex-Yugoslavia and Israel. Those were her big clients. So when I started writing the music for the record, you know, I had a lot of conversations with her about her time as a woman back then in the world of banking and, you know, this boys club. But, you know, she had crazy stories of, for example, she made one of the biggest deals of her career to date at that point. And the way that they went to celebrate was her boss took her client to one of the New York men's clubs for drinks and dinner to celebrate, and she wasn't allowed in to celebrate with her own client. So, you know, those things would happen to her a lot.
And this whole album, you would say, not an individual tune, is sort of in dedication to her.
To her and to my grandmother, who is 98 years old and the most inspirational, unbelievable woman that I have ever met and probably will ever meet. You know, she is in Florida right now in her own quarantine and is not panicking. You know, she's been through 2 wars. She's been through communism. She's escaped. She's been hungry. She's been homeless. She's had a very colorful life in terms of struggle and survival. Her first husband was an intellectual and the son of the then prime minister of Yugoslavia and was assassinated for being a free thinker when my grandmother was in her early 20s and had just given birth to my father's half-brother. And seeing how she has remained a person of positivity and a true believer in survival, that survival is possible, no matter how dire the situation, it's been a huge inspiration for me my entire life. No matter how dark things get around you, there is this light at the end of the tunnel that you must reach for. Because if you believe that that light is gone, then the light turns off inside of you.
You sort of touch on those themes on Ona itself, but let's dedicate Pachamama to your grandmother.
All right.
She sounds like a Mother Earth to me.
Yeah. Slow down.
Pachamama from Ona Tana Alexa's second release as a band leader, and we're so excited to have her on the show in quarantine, trying to bring a little light into everybody's space. Well, that's incredible. I mean, wow, your grandmother. How did the men in your life deal with these powerhouse women?
Well, the men were also very, very impressive human beings. Just as an example, my maternal grandfather, Marquis Frano de Bona, is the descendant of one of the oldest noble families in Dubrovnik, Croatia, and was a lieutenant commander in the Royal Yugoslav Navy and later became a double agent working for the British intelligence.
He was a spy?
He was a spy, a double agent, and he was awarded the Order of the British Empire by King George III for his contribution to the success of the D-Day invasion, which is basically the highest honor a foreigner can receive in Britain. And actually, the character James Bond was created by Ian Fleming based on my grandfather and his two partners. One of my grandfather's partners was a very good friend of Ian Fleming's, and so he created the character of James Bond based on all of their personalities. And wow. there's a book called Spy Counter Spy that talks about that.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, how do you feel about how women are depicted in James Bond films?
Not very good. Unfortunately.
When you went back to Croatia when you were 12 years old and lived there for some time, I imagine you probably heard some Balkan singing there, but is that really where you got introduced to that sonic landscape of Balkan music, or was it before then?
No, you know, it's interesting. My, you know, Croatia is an interesting place just in terms of geographically where it sits, because it's kind of in between Europe and the Balkans. So the music that's represented in Croatia is also very much a mix. You know, you hear more of this microtonal, odd time signature stuff, more when you go into Serbia, Bulgaria, Romania, that kind of thing. But Croatia has a lot of this beautiful folkloric coastal music, which is major pentatonic, 4-4, you know, very kind of feel-good coastal stuff. And then you also have more in the hills that go more into the center of the country. You have more of this kind of odd time signature and minor sounding stuff. So Croatia is a small country, but the amount of music, culture, food, influences are really, really interesting in such a small country. So I grew up as an American kid. You know, my parents... My father was born in Croatia. My mother was actually born on Long Island. And so they grew up as Americans as well. So when they met, when they were young professionals in New York City, and so they were very influenced by American pop culture. My dad is the reason that I started listening to jazz, because he loves music and he is the one that had all the jazz records. And he has a really eclectic taste. He loves everything from Bob Marley and the Wailers to Pat Metheny. I mean, I listened to Pat all the time when I was younger because my dad loved Pat's records. So this is also a very strange full circle for me to now be married to Antonio. It's a crazy thing.
And what tune did you listen to all the time? If you were to put one Pat Metheny song in the background.
Oh man, Still Life Talking. I mean, that was the record that was on repeat, but let me see. It's Just Talk, probably.
Beautiful.
My dad loves that tune.
You also write a piece explicitly for him. Well, there's of two pieces on the record dedicated to him.
Yes.
But well, let's get into the original composition. Yeah. You Taught Me.
Yeah.
You are never second best, just like me, awaiting your turn. Not complaining, complicating my life, protected by your hands. Though at times I know your worth seemed underrated, unappreciated, and always the quiet one. But you showed me the power of words, to use the good ones or just use none. And that the day at hand embraces evils enough to command more than what tomorrow plans. Nobody knows the trouble we've seen, or when the struggle was double. And in those times when it's been hard to see, and a part of me has crumbled, you told me to fight for love, look up to the sky for love. Our world can be unjust, this life can make you feel crushed. Just remember that you are. Of me, hit with quick responsibility, and I know it was hard to understand apprehension and contention. Added a third dimension to the way you gave me my protection. A problem no longer yours to think of, but home is with us for. Safe and sound, I saw your face, even though I could feel your pain. Nobody knows the trouble we've seen, oh, when that struggle was double. And in those times when it's been hard to see, and a part of me has grown. Told me to fight for love, look up to the sky for love. Our world can be unjust, this life can make you feel crushed. Just remember that you are.
When I did my first record, Ode to Heroes, back in 2015, I had written a song for my mother, two tunes actually for my mother, a tune for my brother, a tune for Antonio, a tune for my musical heroes, you know, and my dad was so proud of me and happy, but he kind of had a conversation with me one day and was like, well, Tana, where's my tune, you know? It's funny how sometimes songs, they come so easily to me, and then sometimes I labor over them for years. And You Taught Me is one of those tunes that I had been writing for years. I started writing that tune probably in 2012. And it was one of those things that I just never considered it done. It didn't do it for me. I needed to add to it. And now that it is finished, it's so clear that our relationship as father and daughter had to grow and change in a certain way in order for me to be able to finish that tune. Hmm. And my dad is a really interesting, intelligent, wonderful, good-hearted man. And he's taught me a lot. He's taught me a lot about how to be tolerant. He's taught me a lot about how to listen to other people's ideas, let people speak. The lyrics that I wrote in the tune, a lot of it comes from his teachings.
But you also had some disagreements.
We did,
with
yeah.
the man.
Yeah, we've had a lot of disagreements. I mean, especially politically. And so it's been difficult for us and our relationship to get around that and to have conversations about politics and about what's going on in the world, because we need to have those kinds of conversations in order to have a deep, meaningful relationship of substance.
Well, as many of you probably know, and is also just stunningly displayed on the current cover of Downbeat magazine, congratulations.
Thank you.
Like you said before, you are married to the celebrated composer, hard at work on a film score probably right now, the drummer Antonio Sanchez, who, as we a lot of us know who follow him on Twitter, is pretty outspoken politically, mm-hmm. I would say. And did Antonio by chance help release the revolutionary within you?
Absolutely. If anything, we both came to our humanitarian, the activism within, we found it in ourselves, and then seeing how the other one was in support of that very thing that we found made it easier for both of us to grow in that way.
Wow. Well, let's take you to sort of the genesis of the album itself with The Resistance.
Change is born from the ones who say.
The Resistance, spawned from, I guess, you marching in the Women's March?
Yep. January 21st, 2017, I was in our state capitol with hundreds of thousands of people. It was the first time I had ever been a part of anything like that. And to feel the energy of so many people marching in solidarity in the name of women's and human rights, it just ignited this fire in me that kept growing, and it seeped into my, you know, heart and soul and into the songs that became the pieces of Ona.
So how do we practice civil disobedience in quarantine?
I mean, to be honest, I think most people practice civil disobedience in quarantine already, even before the coronavirus. One of the incredible lyrics that has always jumped out at me, written by Stacey Ann Chin in her spoken word from her book of poems, Crossfire, that she so generously shared with us and recorded on this tune. It's time to raise more than our eyebrows in protest. It's time to put our bodies where we say our politics lie.
The song Cassandra, as a practicing musician, is there a specific story in your life that applies to that narrative? And what is that narrative?
You know, it's difficult in our industry to be a woman. It's difficult to be a woman who is considered by some to be good looking. It's difficult to be a singer in general, in jazz. And then a woman on top of it.
And you must get flack also being married to a superstar drummer, too.
Absolutely.
And people undermine your talents just by that relationship.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, the thing between me and Antonio is I think it's understandable considering the career that he had already established before he and I met and the place where I was in my career when he and I met. You know, I came from being fresh out of school pretty much to compare to somebody who had already been touring with the likes of Chick Corea, Pat Metheny, Michael Brecker. You know, I mean, there's just a very clear difference between the two careers. Antonio has earned every single accolade that he has been given. But one thing that I wanted to be very careful of from the very beginning of our relationship was that I was known as Tana Alexa, the vocalist, composer, and arranger, and not Tana Alexa, Antonio's girlfriend, and then Antonio's wife. I have basically just continued to do what I do and work on my craft and try to be the best musician that I can be, so that even if people try to lump me into this thing with Antonio and make it seem as if Antonio is the reason that I have achieved anything in my career that I have, I hope that all of the things that I've done on my own to this point can prove them wrong, basically.
Well, you are. And if anyone gets a chance to see you in a jam session like I did in Bucharest, you know, I was floored by just your ability and your improvisational and inventiveness, and you do it all in tune. So
thanks,
congratulations.
Simon. Thanks, Simon.
But going back to Cassandra.
Yeah.
So first of all, just tell us what Cassandra is about. Myth of that story.
So in Greek mythology, Cassandra was a princess of Troy. And the story goes that the god Apollo tried to seduce her by granting her the ability to see the future. But she refused his advances, and so he cursed her so that no one would ever believe her prophecies. So when the whole Me Too movement happened, I started thinking about women who have been silenced or who haven't been believed in the experiences that they've had, and putting the title Cassandra, this is for all of the Cassandras of the world, who have not been believed or listened to.
Can you give us, without any specific names, of course, leaving identities anonymous, the story that still sticks with you that just hurts in your gut?
You know, a lot of things happened for me in the beginning on duo gigs, playing in some piano bar where nobody was listening. Really inappropriate jokes or touching would happen. where, you know, you're singing in front of people and things are happening and you're trying to perform, so you don't want to make a big deal out of it, but you are being harassed in the moment. So a lot of that
publicly
happened. Yeah.
In front of an audience.
And you're young, you know, when you're young and you're starting out, you're so happy to be singing and making money doing what you do, and so you don't want to be seen as being ungrateful. I mean, I used to get teased a lot that I was so serious on gigs. Here comes Tana, you know, like just
the ball buster.
The ball buster, basically. But that, I think, prevented me from experiencing some worse scenarios. And also, I did meet Antonio quite young. And so I also wonder whether my lack of any more aggressive or violent behaviors were a result of people being scared of having to answer to him as opposed to having respect for me. Really, I really wonder that since there was kind of a stamp on me, this is Antonio's girl from a very young age, whether that had any influence on people's behavior.
Well, his insanely good posture is always intimidating.
That's so. Right. You don't want to run into Antonio Sanchez in a dark alley, that's for sure.
Drummer Antonio Sanchez.
Bad hombre, man.
And he's playing all over this record.
And he's playing all over this record and co-produced it with me. I mean, what he hears is often different from what I hear and vice versa. And so we give each other a lot of really great ideas. And sometimes we come to some new discovery just by combining his opinions and my own, and then finding a way to make things happen. So it was a really beautiful brainchild to have as a result of both of our co-production.
Cool. Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
I suppose we could go into the X-rated version if on the questions of Animal Instinct,
yeah,
but I'll probably leave those.
I'm down if you want to. I mean, it's on the record. Everybody's going to find out anyway.
Right. And then The Wild Animal is officially released on your album.
Yep. Yeah, The Wild Animal has been released from the cage, and she is roaming free. Beware.
Right on.
Right on.
Well, Tana, Alexa, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you so much.
Senses burning from the withdrawal, breathing in your potion, the rising heat makes my head spin.
Animal Instinct from Tana Alexa's new recording, Ona. And definitely check out the world's first fully live-stream jazz festival, live from our living rooms, co-produced by Tana Alexa, beginning today with Becca Stevens. I should mention that Tana will join her husband Antonio Sanchez to perform a duo on Tuesday, April 7th at 7 p.m. More information at livefromourlivingrooms.com. And maybe consider giving a contribution while you're there. That's why they're doing it. Follow us on social media, and when you subscribe to the podcast, give us a review. 5 stars would be preferable. That would be nice. And again, we hope you're safe and loved, and we're all in this together. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.